settle with the elders' idea.
He's not supposed to be talking to them. Only I talk to the elders.
He settled with the elders' idea.
What is going on, everybody? It is I, the franchise here, one half of the Royal Club Wrestling Podcast, and we are talking all about SummerSlam, even though I will say this is not really the SummerSlam prediction show, but majority of this conversation is going to be around SummerSlam. So as we know, SummerSlam is this Saturday. Be on the lookout for the recap show that will be dropping as soon as SummerSlam is over. I will be going. I might even surprise y'all and go live. But it will be a recap show immediately following SummerSlam, give y'all my immediate thoughts of it, and then maybe later on I'll get, after watching it again, sleeping on it, I'll give you more of my thoughts on it, because you know how we get when we watch something and we try to give an immediate reaction. We're like, oh my god, it's the best thing in the world, or oh my god, it's the worst thing in the world. And then we go back, we watch it, and we're like, you know what, our thoughts change a little bit, we see things from a different perspective. So you're going to probably get two recaps from me. But seeing those, if, like I said, we're talking only about SummerSlam, let's dive into this card, shall we? Card looks like it's going to be a pretty stacked card. But as you know how we do it here, we like to go from our least to our most interested. So the least one, they announced it on SmackDown. The SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim. Whatever. Next up is a match that the Ace spoke very highly on this person. And I have something to say in regards to this. And that will be Logan Paul versus Ricochet. And he did not speak highly on Logan Paul. He spoke highly on Ricochet. So, as a disclaimer, for anybody that has watched or is new to Royal Club, I thank y'all for joining this journey. I am a big Ricochet fan. I am. Some people even like to say that me and Ricochet look alike. I don't know if it's because we're both bald, we both have a beard, we both light skin. I don't know. Have no earthly idea. But the Ace that runs the place spoke very high on Ricochet. And for those that did not hear what the Ace had to say about Ricochet, I would like to take you back to the first episode of his triumphant return. I know it's not on this channel because it's audio only. So if you are not subscribed to our podcast through audio, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, those places, then you probably didn't hear this. So for those who did not hear this, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Ace that runs the place.
My MVPs of the men's Money in the Bank match goes as follow. No order. No specific order. Ricochet. I was watching that thing like, Ricochet deserves a title shot. Something. He deserves something. Like, don't, you know, Intercontinental title. United States title. He won all the mid-card titles. I believe he won a tag team title. I'm like, bruh, let Ricochet get one time as a world champion. One time. Hell, NXT champion. Ricochet versus Melo. I'm cool with that. Let Ricochet get a title, man. Ricochet was, I was like, dude, Ricochet is dope, bro. Ricochet been in the WWE for a minute. If you really think, Ricochet been in the WWE for a good while. And he's been so dope from the debut to wherever he hang him up. Dude has been dope. Oh, he's small. Well, it don't matter. Y'all gave AJ Styles a title. Y'all gave Rey Mysterio a title. And I dare say Ricochet might be better than both of them. Ricochet might be better than both them boys.
Tell me you did not just say that.
I want to let y'all know this right now. Ace, I want you to know this too. If you were sitting across from me right now and you uttered those words, that Ricochet, my wrestling twin, is better than AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio. Now, I'm not the biggest Rey Mysterio Jr. fan. Back in the day when he was in WCW and it was all the luchadors and all that, and all the masked wrestlers, I was more into Ultimo Dragon. I was more into Juventud Guerrero. But Rey Mysterio is arguably the greatest luchador of all time. I don't think there's a person that will argue that statement. However, AJ Styles, I will ask the Ace this question, and hopefully, in the foreseeable future, we can be sitting across from each other having this conversation. And I would love for him to answer this question for me. Hopefully, when he sees this in the comments, he'll leave it. Name me one Ricochet match that was better than any AJ Styles match that he's had since being on the WWE. Go ahead. I'll wait. I can name you two of Ricochet's best matches in the WWE, and it wasn't on the main roster. It was in NXT with the Velveteen Dream. Both times. Both matches. Watched them earlier today. Just so I can see exactly, like, what am I bugging when I say that? And no, I'm not. Now, as I told y'all earlier, I am a big Ricochet fan. I know it doesn't sound like I'm a big Ricochet fan because I'm basically just saying, like, I'm what the hell? But that's not the case. Ricochet, to me, is great entertainment. I remember when we went to the holiday show and Ricochet was there and he performed, and I sat there and I was like, this man really is athletic. He can really put on. But as far as in-ring psychology, in-ring match that can have you sitting there going, yo, he really did it. I haven't seen it since he's been on the main roster. I haven't. Now, about this match between him and Logan Paul, and this is exactly my point of why I don't think Ricochet deserves, and this is hard for me to say this, but at this moment in time, I don't think Ricochet deserves a shot at any of the heavyweight titles, not the world title, and damn sure not the Undisputed Universal Heavyweight title held by one Roman Reigns. No way. No way, no how. This feud between Logan Paul and Ricochet, in my opinion, is not what they wanted originally. Because originally, I feel like it was supposed to be LA Knight versus Logan Paul at SummerSlam. But because of the spot that happened at Money in the Bank, in which we all know, which was the crash and burn, if we want to call it that, where Ricochet was on the rope. We all seen it. If not, go back and watch it. I may even throw it, the clip right here. But you've seen it. Ricochet, Logan Paul, take a really nasty crash and burn through the table, led into them getting into a brawl backstage, leading to Logan Paul using his platform, his podcast, and calling Ricochet unprofessional. Which led to Ricochet doing something that, as a babyface, I never want to see Ricochet do again, and that's cut a promo. Ricochet's promo skills as a babyface is trash. It's not good. Dumpster fire. He got owned by Logan Paul. You mean to tell me, and I remember the promo that they cut. They were in Buffalo. I remember that. It was that Raw. I distinctly remember Logan Paul outside the ring, they're exchanging words. And something told me as I was watching this, I said, Ricochet is going to flip literally out of the ring. And what did he do? He flipped out of the ring. And Logan Paul owned him. He said, that's what you're good for. Moments like this. Viral moments. You went viral right there with doing that flip. But he was right. I was introduced to Ricochet from this video right here. Him and Will Offspring. This video circulated all around the internet. Apparently, the late, great Vader has something to say about this because he was very upset at how this is what wrestling has come to. I believe that's in that realm of him feeling upset about that. But as you see, Ricochet and Will Ospreay is just countering each other with flips. No ring work, just flips. And this is what I was, this is how I was introduced to him. Then eventually I knew, found out he was Prince Puma and Lucha Underground, which he was phenomenal there. Then moved to NXT. And then once he got into NXT, he shined bright there. But as I said, Ricochet is that high flyer that, you know, if you need that good ooh and ah, and you need the crowd to get really amped and excited, bring in Ricochet. Bring in Ricochet during a ladder match. Have him do something crazy during like Elimination Chamber where he's flipping off of the chamber itself. That's what he's good for right now. Because they're not allowing him to spread his wings and do what he wants to do. I've always said, y'all know me, I'm big on heels. Let him turn heel and watch him go to work. I've said that before. I will continue to say that again. Heels, to me, are the best thing going. Hell, they even have a Stars show called Heels. You don't have a star show called Babyface. It's Heels, because heels literally are the best things in wrestling. Sorry, that's just my opinion. But he did the flip outside the ring. Logan Paul said what he said. He owned him. Then they got into a little scrimmage, if you want to say that. And then Ricochet... It's funny, because if you ever listen to Busted Open, go listen to Busted Open after this Raw. And just listen to Dave LaGreca and Bubba Bully Ray talk about this segment right here. And I agreed with both of them 100%. There's no reason why, if you are this pissed off at somebody, are you going to like run in place and then flip off the apron to do some backflip onto somebody? No. You're not doing that. You are whooping someone's ass. You are not just sitting there being like, oh, well, watch me do this backflip on you. No. Watch me whoop your ass. Especially someone like Logan Paul. The man is the true definition of like that heel that you just want to see get their ass whooped. And he's living up to it. But for some reason, I think Ricochet may lose. And if he loses, just wait. Just wait to the recap show. Just wait. Wait to that recap show. Next up, we have Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. Apparently, there's some stipulation to this match, I believe, because Shayna said that she challenges Ronda Rousey to a fight, but we don't know exactly what this entails to. Now, I've said before, if you get Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, you have to have them in some UFC style of fight. We were supposed to get, I wanted to see something like this with Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, because both of them are MMA fighters, but we didn't get that. So we need to get some type of MMA style match between these two. I know SummerSlam is this Saturday, but it just feels as if they need to add that stipulation Monday. Because if we're just having just a pure wrestling match between the two of them, if it's true that Ronda Rousey is leaving soon, you need to have this. If she's set to leave real soon, if she's set to leave by like the end of the year, you can go to like maybe December and have something happen in December, or it can't happen at Survivor Series because obviously it's Survivor Series. We all know how that goes. So we got to have a MMA style fight soon between these two. Next up, we have the Women's Championship on the line, triple threat match. We have the Women's Champion Asuka defending it against Charlotte and Bianca. I really don't have a say in this. I feel though as if EO may get involved. Because she seems more to be teasing, cashing in on Asuka them rather than ever trying to show up on SmackDown or show up on Raw to try to ever think that she was going to take the title from the Eradicator, Rhea Ripley. Because, good luck with that one. This match is just, it's cool. It's cool, you know. I don't really like how they tried to do the Charlotte and Bianca teaming up. It's just, I don't like that. I don't like when you're doing stuff like that, but it is what it is. But next up, we have arguably what I think is going to be the match of the night excluding the main event. Because you already know, anytime it's a premium live event, Tribal Chief is there, that to me is the match of the night. But we have Gunther, the Intercontinental Champion, the Ring General himself, going against Drew McIntyre. I believe I mentioned this in the last video that I did when I was speaking about this, and I gave y'all the early predictions for SummerSlam, and I said that I kind of don't want to see Gunther lose the title to Drew, because I always felt like if you wanted to drop the Intercontinental title, if Gunther needed to drop it, he should have dropped it to Sheamus, because that's the only title that Sheamus never won, and they had a banger of a match. Now, do I think the same is going to happen with Drew and Gunther? I don't think it's going to live up to Gunther versus Sheamus, but I still think that this is going to be the match of the night, excluding the main event. I just don't like how Drew McIntyre tried to throw the ideal of Kaiser being the leader of Imperium, and it's like he started dropping those little gems like, oh, you can be the leader of Imperium, and it's not, we not about to do that. Imperium, to me, next to the Judgment Day, is the best faction in the WWE right now. I know I've said with the Bloodline imploding, there is no more faction with them. It's just Roman and Solo. But when we talk about factions, Judgment Day, which I'm hoping and praying does not break up soon, and Imperium are the best thing, the best factions in the WWE right now. Next up, we have the rubber match between Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, against the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar. I told everybody, this is Cody's hard times. Ever since he lost that Mania, he's having to go through his hard times and his struggles. And he's embarked on the biggest hurdle you could probably get over is the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar. Cody will, in my opinion, prevail. But this Monday, July 31st, the WWE Network on Peacock will be premiering Cody Rhodes becoming the American Nightmare. And the trailer was released a couple weeks ago. And here's my reaction to it. I wanted to deliver different content to you guys, other than just the normal Royal Club Wrestling podcast material that we deliver, me and the ace that runs the place. So, if you are new to this channel, I do reactions. Reactions, reviews on trailers, movie reviews, things like that. And I said that I wanted to do those with wrestling, with content, wrestling content, promos, things like that. The first reaction that I want to do is for the official trailer to WWE American Nightmare, becoming Cody Rhodes. This was released 2 days ago. This was released Monday. And I guess they had a big rollout for it. I mean, I'd seen photos from the trailer preview, or maybe they just had the show itself as a preview. I do know that it's coming out at the end of the month. And from what I've heard, it is a great
documentary. I haven't seen the trailer. This is my first time watching it. So we're watching this together. But I'm going to get into it, and then we can go back and I'll give you my thoughts and take it from there.
Your dad is on the sports entertainment Mount Rushmore. It's going to be a unique ride.
That's Cody Rhodes right there. That's Dusty's boy.
He always wanted to be like that.
To create your own path is extremely difficult.
His NXT kids can be his kids, but I'm one of his actual kids.
How do you not let him call himself Cody Rhodes?
That makes sense.
Maddening. I knew I had to get out.
If you build it, they will come.
Vince McMahon flew to his house to get him back. I don't know how many people can say they did that.
The fresh start for the American nightmare.
Get a dream, hold on to it, and shoot for the sky.
This is my one request. I don't want edited in any capacity. Don't even edit this part.
I'm very interested in seeing what this documentary is going to be. Obviously, you know, Flair brought up a moment. He brought up a point. How is he not Cody Rhodes? Y'all guys know how I feel about Cody Rhodes coming back to the WWE. My thoughts of what I think the story is going to be. I mean, I don't need to go any further into the WrestleMania, the lead up to WrestleMania and the aftermath of WrestleMania, especially the aftermath, because the aftermath, I really went in and I was really telling y'all that, like, he has to go through hard times. And this right here is probably going to show y'all the vision that the WWE has for Cody Rhodes and what is going to happen. The story will be finished. He will finish the story at next year's WrestleMania. I promise you guys. A lot of us is thinking that is, and I don't want to get into it right now, because this is a SummerSlam context conversation I want to have, as far as Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns, and how everybody is thinking that it's Jay that's going to be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. It's not going to be Jay. They know who's dethroning Roman Reigns, and it's just one person, and that's Cody. But I, Jay Uso, and this is completely not what I was trying to get into, and I'm not going to, but I will say this. Jey Uso is another Sami Zayn. He is another Sami Zayn when it comes to the who will dethrone Roman. We all, like I said, we all know Cody's going to be the one. This documentary is going to show it. It's going to show why he is it. I do believe that there is some Young Bucks footage in this documentary. Hence why he said he didn't want nothing to be edited out of it. So it'll be interesting to see. I can't wait to see this. I'll probably do a review of the documentary when it's done. July 31st, I believe it's coming out. But, I mean, I cannot wait to see this, because we're going to see why Cody, between Cody and Dustin, why I feel like Cody is the chosen one over Dustin, to be the one to fulfill the one void that the Rhodes family has never accomplished. But I'm looking forward to it. I am. Kevin Owens to say Vince McMahon flew out to sign Cody says a lot. Because he's, as he said, I don't know many people that would do that. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm looking forward to this. July 31st on Peacock. The American Nightmare becoming Cody Rhodes.
I'm looking forward to watching this. You will get a review for the becoming the American Nightmare soon as it's over. Not as soon as it's over, because I'm probably gonna watch it late and then I have to go to work. So you'll get it later on this week before SummerSlam. But there's more about Cody to come up in this conversation, but that's going to be a good match between Brock and Cody, as we all know. Is Brock going to make Cody bleed? That's the one question that I think a lot of people want to know. And do I think it's going to happen? Maybe. We all know Cody likes to keep the old tradition of pro wrestling going on, so we may see Cody bleed. Next up, we have the World Heavyweight Championship on the line with Seth freaking Rollins defending his title against Finn Balor. I love this storyline because they're playing back to the 7 years. They're playing back to how it was Seth Rollins injuring Finn at SummerSlam, to be exact, 7 years ago. And ever since then, a lot of people feel, not only does Finn feel this way, but a lot of people feel this way, I happen to be one of them, that the injury really stopped Finn's momentum. Okay? I feel though as if that injury did a lot. It's obviously had to relinquish the Universal title. Who knows how long he would have held that Universal title. But it's just that what if, you know, it's really that what if feeling. And they're using that to his advantage. Now, the number one question that everybody wants to know is, will Senor Money in the Bank Damian Priest cash in that briefcase? Now, I don't think he will. I don't think so. But I won't be surprised if he did. But I do want to say something. This may cause a little controversy. May ruffle some feathers. But for anybody that was so excited like we all were that Seth freaking Rollins won that title, can we go back to when Triple H introduced this title and what he said about this particular championship?
This will be a champion you can respect, that you can admire. This will be a champion that will defend this championship anywhere, any place, any time, all over the world.
He said that this title will be defended at all times, anytime, any place, anywhere, right? He said that. You just heard him say that. So why is it that the same man that said that this title was going to be defended and the man who won the title was so adamant on how he wanted to be the fighting champion, he wanted to be the champion of the people, he wanted to do all this stuff that the tribal chief, that Roman Reigns wasn't doing, because Roman Reigns was not defending his title all the time, yet he defended it, Seth did. He defended it against Bron Breakker at NXT and defended it I believe, against Finn, which he did at Money in the Bank. And what I say, that's it? If I'm correct, since he's won the title at Night of Champions, I feel though as if Seth Rollins only defended that title twice. I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments. But if this is supposed to be the championship, the title that is supposed to be the workhorse title, why is it not being defended as much? See, us as wrestling fans, we love the ideal of Seth Rollins being the champion. But then once Seth Rollins actually has that belt, you start to realize, like, maybe he shouldn't have that title. Maybe he should just be the one always chasing the title, but never actually winning the title. Because once he gets the title, is there anything like really exciting about Seth with the title? Like, I want to see Finn win that title. I do. I want to see Finn win the title. I think that Seth's title reign has been subpar. And for anybody that wants to say anything about the Universal Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns, his title reign, ha! 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 See about that one. And speaking of our raising, defending, undisputed, Universal Heavyweight Champion, the needle mover himself, God Mode, the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, is not only defending his championship, but he's defending his title as head of the table, as tribal chief, against Jey Uso, in tribal combat. Can I just take a moment to speak about how for everybody that has ever come out their mouth and has said something about how they're tired of the Bloodline storyline, I do not want to hear any of y'all say anything about how great Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns is going to be at SummerSlam, how great their interactions have been, how great this storyline is full circle, and it may even come even fuller if a certain individual comes back, which I am not going to speak on, because if I'm just not, you just have to wait. You will have to wait to see. Because if this man returns, arguably 3 years to the day of Roman coming back, if this man comes back, oh boy, I know we probably don't want to see it because it wouldn't fit for Roman to feud with him. But I'm not going to talk about it because I will rather wait to see if that actually happens. So let's talk about tribal combat. I loved the idea of tribal combat. I loved the ideal of how they broke it. They didn't even break it. They didn't even explain what tribal combat was. They just said tribal combat. Jey Uso said tribal combat. This is tribal combat. And Roman is like, does the elders know? He said they wanted this to happen. You heard it in the beginning. Paul Heyman crying his eyes out.
He said it was the elders' idea.
He's not supposed to be talking to them. Only I talk to the elders.
He said it was the elders' idea.
He said the elders told him. Like, the levels of emotion that goes into this, the small details of like Roman and Roman's look of confusion and look of paranoia and fear, and Paul Heyman, when they announced this and Paul Heyman said, don't do it. Don't do it. Pleading with Roman not to do it. And Roman took his tribal lei and placed it on the belt. And you knew this was not just about the title. This is more than the title. More than the universal title. This is for a title, but it's for the head of the table. It's for the throne to the Ottawa family. And to see Roman and Jay embrace, and it's like that, it was just priceless. It was theater at its best. And I know a lot of us was just sitting there, and me personally, I thought we were gonna go 2 weeks without no physical combat between even Solo, because if you remember, when Solo went to attack Jay, Roman stopped him. Because according to a lot of people, according to TikTok wrestling and other podcasters, it made it seem though as if it will be a sign of weakness and a sign of not being true to the essence of what a tribal combat is to have Solo attack Jay. But then we seen on SmackDown that Solo ended up attacking Jay, and Roman ended up attacking Jay, and Jay speared Roman. We seen all this happen. Now, in an ideal world, I have a hat on, so putting on my creative hat. So, in my creative hat, with me being the head of creative, how would I create this tribal combat? Well, I would have it where we have the elders. We have Afa, Sika, Rikishi. We have, some people even thought of having Dwayne's mother show up. Okay. You have all the people who are allowed to be into the WWE space. Tonga Kid, Tamina, everybody just around, not around the ring, but around like up on the stage. And they're just watching as Roman Reigns and Jey Uso go at it. And it's an all out brawl. I mean, they're going at it. And we all know what's going to happen. A lot of people are saying, oh, Jey Uso needs to be the one to dethrone him. I've said this once. I will say it again and again and again and again and again till I'm blue in the face. And trust me, I'm melanated. It's hard for me to turn blue. The only person that is going to dethrone Roman Reigns is Cody Rhodes. As everybody wanted to see Sami Zayn, who was it? It was Kevin Owens. It was Drew McIntyre. It was Sami Zayn. Now it's Jey Uso. It needs to be them. They need to be the one to dethrone him. And they don't dethrone him, because when Cody Rhodes does it, the dream, no pun intended, will be fulfilled. We all know that. We all know that it is Cody Rhodes' destiny to be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns. Now, this is just another thing like Sami Zayn. He's going to get this close. Going to get that close. And he will fall victim at the fallen line and have to acknowledge Roman once again as the head of the table, as the tribal chief. Now, I recall saying that if we did not get a certain individual by SummerSlam, I did not want to see this man in the story for this. Because if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, and I think all y'all can agree, with the exception of maybe one person, and that's my brother, Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso story is more important and has more value than a Roman Reigns and Dwayne Johnson. It does. So much so that seeing though as if the writers and the screen actors guild, SAG and all them, they're on strike right now. So we all know that. And according to a lot of sources and a lot of people, this strike is going to be for a very long time. They're thinking like going into next year. So a lot of production has been halted. I mean, I can go through the list of movies that I know that have been halted. Avatar, the last Avatar is not coming out till 2045, maybe. Put it like this. They already said that when the last Avatar comes out, Zoe Saldana is going to be like 50-something years old, okay? That tells you how long this is going to be. But anyway, so because of this, we are now now we have the opportunity of The Rock showing up. Now, there has been Grayson Waller who has been going around, I want to say since they went to Madison Square Garden, SmackDown went there where Grayson Waller went on record, went on his Twitter, basically calling out The Rock saying that he had a better debut at Madison Square Garden than The Rock did. We seen it on SmackDown when he fought Jey Uso. He did the spine buster and tried to do a rendition of the People's Elbow. So you're starting to feel like there could be a possibility that during the Grayson Waller effect, during the Grayson Waller show, we may get the most electrifying man in all the sports entertainment to grace us finally with his presence. However, it's with Grayson Waller and not with Roman Reigns. Unless you do this, you have Grayson Waller effect. You have him come out. He comes out. He does his little stitch. He hits him with a few slaps to the face, hits him with a rock bottom, maybe a spine buster, hits him with the People's Elbow. We see that he does his little grab the mic. If you smell, right? He does his whole entire stick. We know The Rock. We love The Rock. We love Dwayne. We know. We all know. We all see it. It's The Rock. But if for 60 seconds, backstage, you get a face-to-face with Roman Reigns and Dwayne. That 1 second, that 60 second of silence, they don't even have to say shit to each other. If they just stand in the hallway and just look at each other, no words is being said. And Roman just smirks at him and walks away. You could do something with that. But then everybody's going to have the whole, well, should it really be Rock versus, or should it really be Roman versus Cody at SummerSlam? Like, we have access to The Rock now. This is what we've been waiting for. No. You can't. Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns is more appealing. It is more, there's more depth to this story. There's more intrigue to this story. There's more layers to this story. Because if you happen to look at the Odawaiye tree, which is right here, you see how the tree is broken down. Who is outside of the tree, but he's a part of the bloodline, but he's somewhat of an outcast? That's Dwayne. Dwayne is technically an outcast to the family, because the High Chief is his grandfather. But when you look at the Odawaiye tree line, you see where he goes. Hell, even when The Rock does talk about the bloodline, does talk about this, he gives them praise. Hey, that's my family. That's my bloodline. Yeah, go out there, kick ass, do this, that, and the third. Never talks about being the tribal chief. Even though he did say it during a promo run for Black Adam, where he said, you're looking at the tribal chief, the real tribal chief. No, you're not. You're not. Absolutely not. Far from it. And I know my dear brother is going to probably call me, say something. If he watches this, he's probably going to call me and say, you're bugging. How dare you say this about The Rock? All right, what do you mean? And then I have to explain to him. Look at the Jey Uso, Roman Reigns storyline. Can you take anything that Jey Uso and Roman Reigns did and say that Rock and Roman will do better? I don't think so. I don't think so. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if Dwayne decides to show up in Detroit this Saturday. Hopefully. I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I may be so anti-Rock right now, but if y'all really know me, the minute that music hits, I may lose my shit. That's my Brahma Bull twin. We share the same birthday. Like, that's been, he's my favorite. He's of all time. But as a wrestling fan, as John Cena alluded to, we just want you back. We do. Especially with the storyline that was presented to us. But I'm good on that storyline now. I don't want to see that storyline. This is dumb. So before I wrap this up, recently, since we're speaking of The Rock, who was one of the founding fathers of the Attitude Era, Cody Rhodes recently was on Busted Open. He was talking to Dave LaGreca. And during his stint there, he made a claim that sparked a lot of conversation. And I want to kind of speak on this. So if you don't mind, if you care for like maybe 2 minutes of your time, 2 minutes, I would like to present to you what Cody Rhodes had to say in regards to this generation of wrestling in comparison to the Attitude Era, the Golden Era, the Ruthless Aggression Era. This is what Cody had to say.
We can officially say this is the most successful time in the history of the industry. This includes the golden late 80s, mid 80s, and it includes the Attitude Era. And I'm not saying that from an opinion standpoint. Keep your love wherever you want it. I'm just saying from a bottom line standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from tickets, from the transaction. That is wonderful. It's even bolstered and more wonderful by the fact that we have Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins. You have Road Dogg, who's putting together the live event cards, Triple H, Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn. You have all these people, Bruce Pritchard, Michael Hayes. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Jey Uso. You have all these people who I want to make sure we keep it going. I want to make sure there's an honest and genuine transaction with us and our fans, and we keep it going. And that's because everyone's matured. Everyone's to the point. We're not kids anymore. I went out and ran a business on my own. We know more than we've, you know, we're very lucky to have learned and been educated by it. But that's why I think it's going to continue down that road. This is a business and it's booming.
I know my generation of wrestling fans hold on to the Attitude Era with such prestige. We coddle it. We hold it tight. We never want to acknowledge that something could be better than that was the Attitude Era. But from this standpoint, every day, Monday through Friday, wrestling is on. Monday through Friday, Raw, NXT, Dynamite, Impact Wrestling, SmackDown, Rampage, Collision, and then Sundays, other feds have their pay-per-views. WWE has their Premium Lives on Sundays. I mean, on Saturdays now. NXT will be on Sundays. As example, as I'm recording this, NXT Great American Bash is tonight. So, yes. But from a bottom line standpoint, I agree wholeheartedly with Cody Rhodes. We've never seen this much wrestling presented to us day in, day out for this length of time. In my opinion, I will even say I've gone back and I've watched the Attitude Era. I watched the Raws, the SmackDowns, Nitro with the NWO. I watched it all. And I will say, it will be hard pressed to say that this era of wrestling is not better than the Attitude Era. The Attitude Era was phenomenal, but I feel like from a story standpoint, who in y'all, please, I know my comments is going to get flooded. I know it's going to get flooded. I have a feeling that it may get flooded. It may. But can someone tell me, and it's yes, I know y'all are going to call me a Roman Reigns stan, a Roman Reigns Avenger, whatever you want to refer to me as, But I'm just calling a spade a spade. Name me a person in the Attitude Era that can hold the title for this long and keep you captivated for this length of time. There were so many different. There were so many different layers of competition in the Attitude Era. You had The Rock, you had Stone Cold, you had Shawn Michaels, you had Triple H, you had Undertaker, you had Kane, you had Mick Foley, you had Vince McMahon, you had all these different entities, right? But who can just take people and elevate them to like Roman has? Me and the Ace had this conversation, and Ace, you better not. I got the receipts here. You know, me and Ace just had this conversation this past week where he said I was right about Roman. But even Roman said it. Roman said it. If you go back, watch Evils, WWE Evils on Peacock. Roman said, I elevate people. I elevate everyone that he has the Midas touch. Everything he touches turns gold. He elevates everyone. You're looking at it now. Main Event Jay, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre. Everybody that he has been in the ring with has elevated and stepped their game up after being with Roman. Now, can I say we can expect the same from if we did this back in the day, could we see like Stone Cold elevate people? Yes, he brought the best out of people, but then could that momentum keep going? Could that momentum keep going? We've seen Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, they are the undisputed tag team champions, and we see the ovation that they get when they come out. They still get that ovation, and they've been surpassed the Bloodline storyline. You see it. Cody Rhodes, we're not even talking about Cody Rhodes and his theme music and his entrance alone. He's over. Look at Jey Uso. Look at the Usos. Look at Solo. They're all elevating because of one man. All I'm saying is, this is the best time in pro wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to refer to it as, because literally you have wrestling 6 and possibly 7 days out of the week. It's the most we've had content for wrestling. And y'all are so lucky. Y'all are so lucky. I made a promise, and I'm sticking to my word that I'm not talking about that other company. Y'all are lucky. Y'all are so lucky, because after what I seen this past week, after what I seen on Collision, y'all are so lucky. I cannot speak on them because, oh my God. Y'all are lucky. Y'all are lucky. I won't say y'all lucky because I'm pretty sure y'all do want to know what I have to say, because y'all know that I will just. Rip them up. Y'all know I will do it. Y'all know good damn well I will do it. But I'm not. I said I wasn't going to do it. I'm keeping my word. I'm keeping my word. Keeping my word. I am. I'll tell you like this. The only way I will talk, the only way I will talk about them, and this is the only way I will talk about them, is if three things happen. Three things happen. One, Dwayne shows up at SummerSlam. Two, Dwayne shows up at SummerSlam and has a face-off with Roman Reigns. And then three, by the end of 2023, Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Roman Reigns will be scheduled for a match. And I know that's not going to happen. So guess what? I'm not talking about them. So if you happen to like this video, make sure that you hit that thumbs up. If you are new to this channel, make sure you subscribe to this channel. And if you are subscribed to this channel and you have not been getting your updates, make sure that you hit that bell to get those notifications of more content to be dropped. The Ace will probably be doing more audio-only episodes until we get him here. Here. It's been busy for us. A lot of people wanted to know. We have not split. The team is still intact, but we are very busy. I am a very busy person now. If y'all only knew. So much so that this is the first video that I have done with my videographer since WrestleMania. The WrestleMania recap show was the last video that we've done together, collectively. That's why I'm looking here, and then I'm looking here. So, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at @RCW_podcast. Yes. I don't know why I had a brain fart like I said that wrong. But no, it is RCW_podcast. Make sure that you follow us there because you'll get more content there too. You'll get the preview show. You'll hear what I have to say about Survivor Series, about SummerSlam. You will get my predictions for there. So I will give y'all my full-blown predictions on who I think is going to come out victorious there. And then you may get a live reaction video on Instagram. You may get in on YouTube. You may get in on both. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Otherwise, he is I. I'm the franchise, one half of the World Club Wrestling Podcast. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Enjoy SummerSlam. Enjoy Raw, SmackDown, Raw. We're going to go through the list. Raw, NXT, Dynamite, Impact Wrestling, SmackDown, Rampage, Collision, SummerSlam. Make sure you tune into that. Even though I know that Collision is trying to do something where they're like, oh, we're going to have CM Punk versus Ricky Starks at the same time, apparently as the main event for SummerSlam. Good luck trying to think that you're going to top that. He is I. I'm out. Podcast Tribal Chief. Acknowledge this podcast because we are, like we once said, the Brock Lesnar of the podcast world. If you don't know what that means, go back and watch an old episode. You'll get what I mean.